it is. The JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. This is when the show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer helping out, holding it down tonight, Manny Rodriguez in New York City. I hope you're having a tremendous Friday. I hope you're safe wherever you are. I hope you had a good Halloween. I hope you're ready for some football. I hope you're ready for some weekend action. We got college. We got the pros. We got a lot to get into. I mean, let's remember, the Dodgers also had a parade today. You might as well celebrate when you have a chance and an opportunity to do so. Speaking of celebrating, didn't expect this when I walked out of the studio last night. The New York Jets picked up a victory against the Texans. Who would have thought that? Not me. I love the New York Jets, but I was hoping that they would lose. Sorry. I'm down for the tank. Jets ain't winning no Super Bowl, might as well tank. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. So much to get into, so much to discuss. What a day. First of all, we're going to get into a lot of the NFL action over the weekend. Got a couple of guests who are going to join us. Ryan Wood from the Green Bay Post-Gazette is going to come through. Talk about this big matchup that we have between Green Bay, also taking on the Detroit Lions. Also, Manny Navarro is going to come through and join us. We want to talk some Miami Hurricanes football. We'll do that next hour. Here's a number if you want to call. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere on the internet. Real simple to find me. Not a hard guy to find. I am at JR Sport Brief. Manny Rodriguez, how are you on this Friday evening, this Friday afternoon?
Well, I mean, I was all right until I started to do the pre-show work, if I'm being honest, JR.
Okay. You care to explain?
Yeah, because, I mean, I had to cut up all this Dodger sound. I mean, my Yankees just absolutely choking in Game 5 in the fifth inning. But, yeah, I mean, it brought eternal sadness to me once again. I thought I'd forgotten about it, but I got triggered again. Appreciate you, JR.
You're very welcome. Well, here we call things straight and honest. You're going to have to suppress your feelings and throw them out the window, okay, Manny?
I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, try your best. You got no choice, because while the Dodgers, while you're pretty sad and upset, the Dodger fans are happy. They're thrilled. As I mentioned, they had a parade. They are still celebrating in Los Angeles. Hopefully they didn't light any buses on fire. They are having the time of their lives. How about the guy who won MVP? Freddie Freeman spoke to Sportsnet LA out on a parade route, and he said, man, I won a championship with the Braves, and then I won another championship just with the Dodgers. Freddie Freeman is living the life.
No, it's hard to believe, really. I haven't sunk in yet, but I think this is made up for 2022. These fans are going crazy, and this is fun to be a part of.
Oh, it's tons of fun, right? Let me tell you something about the Braves parade, by the way. It was basically still in the pandemic. Their parade, that damn bus zoomed up Peachtree and got the hell out of town and went straight to the stadium. Yeah, it was a big-ass, long parade. Let's run the parade downtown. Let's also run it near the stadium in the burbs. Everybody downtown got screwed. If you didn't look up in 2 seconds, you missed the bus. I don't think anybody is missing anyone in Los Angeles. Millions of people on top of each other. Hopefully, not inebriated. Hopefully, they're sober. I know it's Friday. It's November 1st, by the way. But, damn, I hope everybody is sober. How about this? This might be sobering. Shohei Ohtani, he took a moment to talk to the crowd at Dodger Stadium when they assembled. Listen to this carefully.
This is so special moment for me. I'm so honored to be here and to be part of this team. Congratulations, Los Angeles. Thank you
There's no going back now. Nope. There was no translator. That was Shohei Ohtani. Did you know what he sounded like? The answer is probably no. Shohei Ohtani's a big deal. He spoke English. That's the second time I heard that man speak English. Congratulations. I'm so honored. Good for you, Dodger fans. Enjoy. Oh, my God. I wonder what crap he talks about his teammates and the opposition. He's saying that much. You know, the first words you typically learn are the bad ones. Shout outs to Shohei Ohtani. You know it's a parade when he's like, I'm going to bust out some English. This man knows English. He's from Texas. And he's still a Dodger. And he's going to go into the Hall of Fame. And then he'll be a Dodger next year. Hopefully he's healthy enough to pitch. Clayton Kershaw, he told everybody. He's like, listen, folks, I know I couldn't pitch. I'm busted up. But I'm a Dodger for life.
Oh, man. I've waited for this day for a long time. I've waited to celebrate for a long time. I can't imagine being anywhere else right now. And I can't imagine doing it with a better group of guys than this group right here. I'm at a loss for words, guys. I didn't have anything to do with this championship. But it feels like I have the best feeling in the world. To get to celebrate with you guys. Two-time champ. And a lot more coming. Let's go. I love you guys. Thank you. Dodgers for life.
Come on, that is a man who is much closer to the end than he is to the beginning. That's somebody who understands that his baseball career is ultimately coming to a close. He's, and dare I say, he's only 36 years old. But when you think about the injuries to Clayton Kershaw, when you think about the fact that he's been pitching since 2008, he made his Dodgers debut in 2008. Didn't sniff and be a part of that championship until 2020, and now he has two. And yeah, he didn't participate. Yeah, so what? This guy is, I don't want to call him a mascot. He's inspiring to his teammates. Congratulations to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Picking up their second championship in 4 years. The best championship that money can buy. And we know money, but that's a lot of money. Yamamoto and Ohtani bring in Teoscar. You got Mookie Betts. You got Freddie Freeman. You trade for Flaherty. Like, let's be real. This is a lot of money that they spent to win a championship. It's not a guarantee every year. Would you rather be a loser with no title, or would you rather be a champ with the money? And speaking of Jack Flaherty, a guy that they traded for, he told everybody, he's like, listen, I just got to L.A., but I never want to leave.
This is unbelievable. I love this city. I never want to leave.
Let's run it back.
I never want to leave.
Yeah, it sounds like a couple of beers, maybe some champagne. Good for him. This man left the Tigers. God bless the Tigers for making a postseason. Imagine if the Tigers had him and Scooble. They don't. Not anymore. And the Dodgers won, so he never wants to leave L.A., and can you blame him? Can't. It's the opposite of Juan Soto, what he told all of the assembled media in New York. You know, Juan Soto is just like, nah, I'm here for all 30 teams. I don't care. Let's see if the Yankees ante up. Let's see if the Mets ante up. Let's see if the Dodgers ante up. Is Soto going to get $600 million? I have no idea. If he does, I'll be falling behind him, hoping that he drops his debit card. No, I'm not a thief. I'm just joking. Just joking. New York is a tough place to play. And Juan Soto didn't do anything but have success all year long. Congratulations again to the Los Angeles Dodgers. See you in Japan next year against the Cubs, where I'm sure we will not hear Shohei Ohtani speak English again for the next, I don't know, maybe calendar year. So be it. Anyway, speaking of New York, I already told you about this last night. Let's get this out the way. I'm not scratching my head because I don't think these guys are completely washed. I don't think they're completely bums, but I certainly think that they're going to hit a roadblock, as they've already hit a roadblock to start the season. I'm talking about the New York Jets. They came back 7-0 at halftime against the Texans at home in New Jersey last night. What an embarrassment in the first half. Malachi Corley just celebrating, throwing the ball before he even reached the end zone. Just terrible. And then they come back. Garrett Wilson, crazy fourth quarter catch to make it 14-10. Devontae Adams comes through with a touchdown of his own. Everybody is thinking about Garrett Wilson's catch. It took me a few times to go, is that really a catch? I guess if your shin is down and if you can have a knee down, then what's the difference between your knee and your shin? It was an amazing catch nonetheless. Interim head coach of the New York Jets, Jeff Ulbrich. This man picked up his first victory as head coach. And this is what he had to say about this amazing touchdown catch by Garrett Wilson. Fingertips.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I was talking to the ref when they were reviewing it. I'm like, just for the sake of posterity, you have to say that's in just so it goes down in history. It would rival the Odell catch, you know. It was amazing.
Yeah, he grabbed it with his fingertips. He did it. I couldn't do it. He did it. Ended with 90 yards receiving, two TDs yesterday. Devontae Adams, this man, had a touchdown himself, hauling in 90 yards. It was a big deal. Devontae Adams, how about this? He picked up his first victory being on the New York Jets. I guess he went from one bad loser with the Raiders to a better loser with the New York Jets. Devontae Adams, he said, man, that catch, we might have to get him a Jordan deal and tell him to drop Adidas.
I don't know. I told him he might get kicked from Adidas after that one. that one looked like he headed over to Jumpman with me. So we're going to see. I'm going to talk to some people about that one. But they might. I ain't going to say they're going to replace the logo, but because I know Mike might not like me saying that. But that was a hard catch. And I really just seen it about 3 minutes ago, too. So, yeah, I heard a lot about it, though. But that's G, man. I've seen, like, even in walkthroughs, we throwing the ball back. You know, somebody catch the ball, they run in the end zone. You know, you throw it, we start playing catches, we going back, and he'll do stuff like that. So it's not too surprising, but being able to do that for 80,000 and, you know, maybe millions or hundreds of thousands watching at home, that's special.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But now I need you to brace yourselves. Because the next voice you're going to hear besides mine belongs to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, he's the one who ended up throwing these touchdown pass. He would have had another touchdown pass yesterday if it wasn't for, as I told you, Malachi Corley, who decided to just wake up and, drop the ball in celebration before he even got to the end zone. Listen to Aaron Rodgers talk about the catch.
Well, for the snap, I knew it was third and extra long. I was looking at the weak side safety, and I was like, if he drops down at all, I'm just going to say, screw it. I'm going to throw it up to G. I feel like I put it in a decent spot, but yeah, I didn't do a whole lot when it comes down to it. I just got to lob one up there. He made an unbelievable catch. When I saw the replay, it looked like he had his knee in. So I thought, shoot, let's throw the challenge. Rick was already in front of me throwing it, but that was a huge play. First one was a huge play as well, but what was it, third and 20? Yeah, I mean, that's game-changing play.
Oh, look at that. He likes to take credit when it works out, huh? A wide receiver did something good then, huh? So Aaron Rodgers giveth and he taketh away. Sorry, Mike Williams. Hopefully Mike Williams, for his sake, he gets traded at the deadline. As we know, it's the fifth. End up on another team that doesn't have the up and down Aaron Rodgers. At least for the New York Jets, a lot of ups last night. Good for them. Beating the Texans, and the Texans, unfortunately, they had to take that L. We know that C.J. Stroud not having his top weapons, and Nico with the hamstring, and Diggs with the blown-out knee heading into free agency. Not a good time to be a fan of the Texans. They now fall to 6-3. Congratulations. The New York Jets pick up a victory. They're now 3-6. Good luck the rest of the way. I think one of these fancy computers online says that they have a 12% chance to still make the postseason. And we know in a lot of cases, these fancy projections, they typically suck. Like the Jets have before last night. Like the Jets did in the first half. I'm not going to read too much into this victory, beating up on a Texans team that is hurt. Let's just be frank. Let's be real. Let's see what they can do heading into the future. The New York Jets got Arizona next. Meanwhile, the Texans, man, they got Detroit. Now, I don't know if they're going to be able to score with Detroit with all of these wide receiver injuries. Good luck. Good luck with that one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we are just getting started. We have to start things up with some positivity, right? Tell you about the Dodgers and their parade, the victory. Had to come through and tell you about the New York Jets. I don't know how much more positivity they're going to have the rest of the season, but we might as well start with some. But as we continue on with the show, I told you about our guests. We're going to get into some more football. We're going to get into college. We got Ohio State and Penn State. Miami is just running roughshod through everybody. Joel Embiid is not happy. He doesn't feel appreciated. People saying that he doesn't want to play. Lamar Jackson hasn't been practicing. Is he going to play? I'll get into that later on in the show. We have so much to get into. If you want to be a part of the show, call up 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to throw the positivity out the window for a second. We're going to be real. And the reality is, this next team stinks. And their owner, he finally said as much. Kind of, sort of. I'll tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, we talked about the wonderful things from today. The wonderful things from last night. Well, the Dodgers had a wonderful thing today. They're celebrating. They're having their parade. Hanging out at Dodger Stadium. Shohei Ohtani is speaking English. We're going to have to play that again before the show is over. I mean, damn. Manny, have you ever heard Shohei Ohtani utter a word in English?
Yes, in his New Balance commercial where he says, "We got now." Other than that, not a word.
Oh, he spoke in that commercial?
I think that's his voice.
Oh, I don't. Wow. I see him in the commercial. I never heard him say a thing. I did hear him speak. A couple of years ago, he accepted an award. I don't know what the hell it was. I think it was in New York. Of course, it had to do with baseball.
MVP award by chance?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know what it was. Doesn't matter. The fact is, this man stood on stage, and he spoke English. He said, "Thank you." And that's it. That was pretty much the extent of Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani is not going to wake up and win the an MTV VMA award. But this man, what else does he do besides baseball? He has a dog. I forgot what he called the
decoy.
The dog is called who?
Decoy.
Okay. What's his wife's name? Huh?
Think her last name is Tanaka. I know she used to be a pro hooper in Japan.
Yeah. Well, they're going to make another amazing athlete of a child, I guess.
God bless.
Shohei Ohtani doesn't even go outside. I've never seen a photo of this man anywhere except for a baseball stadium. The most recent photo I've ever seen of him outside, he was walking the pink carpet to go to one of these All-Star games. You don't see, he lives in L.A. I guess he has to, right? Underneath the stadium, you never see him at a restaurant. TMZ never gets him. This guy's just inside, hitting baseballs, going to sleep, getting plugged and recharged into the wall just like your phone, and he goes back to Dodger Stadium upstairs. Good for him. That's the good news for the Dodgers. Good for the Jets. Every day can't be bad, right? The New York Jets picked up a victory against the Texans last night. The Texans obviously having trouble with wide receiver injuries. And speaking of injuries, I told you there was an owner. I guess he finally came to his senses. I guess he finally woke up. Took a little less salt onto his Egg McMuffin or whatever the hell it is that he eats in the morning.
I don't know. Shut up and let me answer.
Two of them, three of them, whatever the case might be. Jerry Jones was on the radio. His typical hits. 105.3, The Fan in Dallas. And Jerry Jones, he took the time to actually acknowledge a few things. That things are probably worse than he ever thought that they would be. He talked about how this current Cowboys team at 3-4, it's rougher than he would have thought.
I think we're having a rougher go than I anticipated. Let's put it like that.
Okay.
So let's don't couple that with just those two.
Yeah.
But having me in the loop needs to be there. It is rougher, and I did not anticipate the challenges that we're having with this team.
What else do you expect from Jerry Jones? Never in my life would I thought that Jerry Jones would have taken a space and or an approach to even admit that he was wrong. And things were worse. And it's not just the injuries. And by the way, yeah, you know Michael Parsons is out. He gone. And Trayvon Diggs. Well, we saw what took place with him earlier this week. Losing against the San Francisco 49ers, having to defend himself, feeling he had to defend himself. This man went after a reporter. Now we know he had a calf issue that, well, this week he didn't practice for. Jerry Jones took it a step further, talking about his two-time Pro Bowler who tore his knee last year. Jerry Jones told us that he has a calf tear. Listen to this.
No, first of all, I'm not so sure he's out. But the point is that he did have, that's why he wasn't at practice the other day, and he came in with that early in the week. But I want to really say this. I'm not backtracking on that, but I just want to tell you, there's a lot of things that are going through people's minds,
yeah.
Just as there's a lot of things that were going on that reporter's minds. I get it. I get it. Everybody knows everybody's trying to do a job here. But there's a lot of things that can be on your mind that make up emotion. And, boy, you can beat yourself up over this stuff. And I know you guys have been there in your own way.
Yeah, wow. Dallas Cowboys, we stink. Just the reality. He'll be here in Atlanta. We don't know if Trayvon is going to be available with that calf issue. I do know this, the Dallas Cowboys, whether or not they win or lose against Atlanta, they're not going. They're not going anywhere. That's the reality. They are not going anywhere. None. Whether Trayvon is healthy or Mike is healthy, they don't have enough help on offense. They didn't do anything in the offseason. Let's just still go back to a month ago, where this man, Jerry Jones, didn't even want to admit that he could have done things a little bit better in the offseason. And now he's standing in a place where he's just like, oh, well, we're a little bit worse than what I thought we would be. Now, where the hell you been? What Jerry needs to do is call the morning show back and apologize to some of the things that he said to them. Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys stink, and it's not just because of injuries. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Knowing the Falcons, if they'll find a way to lose to the Cowboys when they shouldn't. Paul is here from Rhode Island. Paul, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
My man. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. I love Jerry Jones as a big guy to introduce Fox into the NFL football.
What?
But I don't like him as an opinionated guy to what the Dallas Cowboys have to do. Okay. First of all, they have the best players in the NFL. And there's no excuses for him to say it's the coach, it's the quarterback. When you're paying somebody $40, $50 million.
$60.
Okay. There's no reason for you to be that bad. Especially the division you're in, given that the Philly is going through hardship and you have two other teams
we don't have all day, Paul. So hold on for a second. I know we don't have all day. Jerry Jones, it is his team. Here's the one, you know, signing on the dotted line to pay these guys. And Jerry Jones is the guy who just admitted this team sucks. He's also the guy who at one point in time said that these Dallas Cowboys are in the same pack as the Kansas City Chiefs. This is the same Jerry Jones who just a few weeks ago said nobody can be GM. Nobody can do the job like him. Yeah, he might be right. If you bring somebody else in worth a damn, maybe they could do a better job. Let's see what the Dallas Cowboys do against these Atlanta Falcons, who at times can play down to the competition and kind of choke away a game themselves. I'm going to give the Falcons the benefit of the doubt that they're going to hold on to this one and beat the Cowboys, send them to a 3-5 record. We'll see what happens. Injuries or not, I'll say it again. The Cowboys, they just stink. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Micah Parsons out. DeMarcus Lawrence out. Trayvon Diggs with a busted up calf. Ezekiel Elliott, the rest of his career is busted up. Dalvin Cook, the rest of his career is busted up as well. Cowboys are just busted up, period. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we finally heard from somebody. You want to talk about busted up? He is busted up all of the time. And he finally spoke to the media today. It's like finding Sasquatch, the Loch Ness Monster, the Abominable Snowman, Joel Embiid, whatever the hell is wrong with him. He spoke to the media today about his status, and he had some words for people who doubt his desire to play basketball. You're going to love this. I'll let you hear it on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it is time for a newsflash. Here he is, Chris Lopresti. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. It is the JR Sport Brief Show. We talked about the Dodgers having their parade today, celebrating their 8th World Series championship. We talked about the New York Jets celebrating a win last night. It didn't look all that great until they got to the second half. And then we had to go into reality again. Dallas Cowboys, Jerry Jones confirming that Trayvon Diggs has an issue, a slight tear in his calf. Been listening to Jerry Jones too long. Can't even speak. We don't know if he's going to be available against the Falcons. He's going to be a game time decision. And the Cowboys are going to Cowboys. It's just how it is. It's everybody on the defense is busted up and hurt on multiple levels. Micah Parsons, DeMarcus Lawrence, Trayvon Diggs. Let me not even get into Deron Bland. It's just they're busted up. But if you want to talk about being busted up, the epitome of being busted up, well, we got a couple of players in the NBA who can really just personify and do personify being busted up. One is Kawhi Leonard, who is currently out indefinitely. We know this guy's knee is cooked. Why the hell the Clippers gave him a contract extension is beyond me, but they did. I guess when you're Steve Ballmer, you just throw the money up against the wall and say, yeah, if he plays, he plays. If he doesn't, he doesn't. We'll be okay. And then there's another guy, not in Los Angeles, not in California. He happens to be on the East Coast. His name is Joel Embiid. 2-time scoring champ. MVP. Joel Embiid just got himself an Olympic gold medal playing for Team USA. But one thing he cannot do is stay healthy. Ever. That applies to this season, too. NBA season is already underway. Joel Embiid has played a combined 0 games for the Philadelphia 76ers. Before the season even started, Joel Embiid basically said, yeah, I don't know if I'll ever in my career play back-to-backs. He's like, them days are probably over. Everybody looked and said, what? The Philadelphia 76ers basically backed that up. What? And then we move on now into a space where over the past several weeks since the season got underway, and the Sixers are 1-3, by the way, people are like, what's going on with Joel Embiid? Are they just trying to save him for the postseason? What? They're going to try to ramp him up slowly? He can't play a few minutes? Like, what's the deal? Knee injury management? His head coach, Nick Nurse, doesn't want to talk about it. Nobody wants to talk about it. And then we heard that Joel Embiid might actually return over the weekend. Not happening. It's not. And so Joel Embiid finally spoke to the media today. And he ran through his litany of injuries over the course of his career. The fact that he has played with face masks and broken bones in his face and his hands. And he's like Mr. Glass. Everything hurts. He used that to say, you don't think I want to play basketball? Are you kidding me? Y'all don't appreciate what I do? Are you serious? Listen to Joel Embiid out of his own mouth.
I've done way too much, you know, for this city and, you know, putting myself at risk, you know, for people to be saying that. So I do think he's bull****, like that dude. He's not here. Marcus, whatever his name is. I've done way too much for this city to be treated like this. So done way too much. But like I said, I wish I was as lucky as other ones, but that doesn't mean that I'm not trying and, you know, I'm not, you know, doing whatever it takes to be out there, which I'm going to be here pretty soon.
Okay. All right. So let me ask this question. We've seen, he's right, he has. This man has been busted up and got up and broken face and couldn't see and migraines, and we've seen it all. It's like, what is wrong with this dude? He keeps getting hurt, but then, yeah, he's played busted up. He has. He's played busted up, I mean, and then he gets hurt again. So here's the question, man. You're being defensive now, understandable, a little bit. What the hell is wrong with just being transparent out the get-go? You're saying that you'll probably never play back-to-backs again in your career? And the Sixers come ahead, go ahead and back that up. And then everybody's so secretive of when he's going to be available. And then they're secretive about his injury. And they call it knee injury risk management. Is he hurt? Is he not? The NBA thought enough because they said, hey, y'all weren't clear. They fined them $100,000. Not because they're not playing a superstar, but because they weren't clear, the Sixers, on the fact that he was injured. So if Joel Embiid wants to be angry at everybody, I guess he can be angry at himself. I think when you're making $50 and $60 million a year, I think you got a little bit of clout. Joel Embiid could have went online and said, hey, I got a busted up knee. As simple as that. Philadelphia 76ers could have said, oh, he has a tendonitis in his knee. He's not ready for the season. Okay, it's done. Nobody looks at Kawhi Leonard and goes, oh, man, Kawhi don't want to play ball. We just know that his body cannot. And we know your body can't either. So when you can, more than, you know, Kawhi has, then just let us know. So defensive. Philadelphia 76ers, they bring in Paul George, yeah, hyperextended knee, and it's just bad. This is not going to end well. You got two dudes on the other side of 30 playing with Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese, it's your show. It'll be your show to the end of the season. And Joel Embiid will pop up here and there and drop 30 points, and then his ass will drop right to the ground like he always does. And then he'll cry and whine. He doesn't have too much to whine or cry about. This is still a Joel Embiid who just got a contract extension that will take him through the year 2027. Good luck with this guy. I don't know if his body's going to last that long. Also in the NBA, unfortunately, Paolo Banchero. This man is going to be a two-time All-Star. Just tore his right oblique. He just dropped 50-plus and tore his oblique. I know it's only been five games. He's dropping 30 points a game, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. And those numbers make you one of the best in the league. He's only 21 years old. He's going to be out for at least at minimum a month to 6 weeks when he will be reevaluated. We may not see this dude again until Christmas. Now, that's a guy who can play, Paolo Banchero. That's the future right there. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Let's go ahead and hit the phone lines up and let's talk to T-Bone from Wichita. T-Bone, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yo, JR, how are you doing today?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. Short-time listener, first-time caller. But I want to talk about, well, first of all, shout-out to Embiid. I'm a Kansas dude. Loved him at KU. But just, it's pretty annoying listening to all these Dallas fans and how much we talk about Dallas on all sports radio. I mean, their poverty. That dude was, I was told not to cuss, so he was a little drunk. And, I mean, Jera is one of the worst GMs in the league, minus possibly owners after Mike Brown and the Bungles. Let's talk about some good teams. Let's talk about the Chiefs. Let's talk about the Bills.
Well,
nobody cares about Dallas.
Well, hold on.
Dallas fans.
Well, you said you're a new listener. T-Bone, how long you been listening?
Oh, 2 months maybe.
Okay. Well, I think if you listen for 2 months, I think you would know that we talk about all the teams. And I think if you listen here for the next 3 hours, you're going to hear about a whole lot more than the Cowboys. I don't know, like in a few minutes, the Packers and the Lions. I think you'll hear about the Vikings. I think we're going to talk about Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. I think you'll hear a lot, T-Bone. I think if you listen, you'll hear a lot.
Well, thank you. And also at the same time here,
I think you understand. You say nobody cares about the Cowboys. Do you know how much the Dallas Cowboys are worth?
Yeah, they're the most
I didn't ask you. You didn't answer the question. Do you know how much they're worth?
$6 billion.
No, they're not. Dallas Cowboys are worth $10 billion. The Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth. And you don't get to that point if nobody cares about you. And so when you have that high of a valuation, and in the past you've had that much success, and unfortunately for Cowboys fans, more recently you've had that much of a failure, even though you've had regular season success, that, my friend T-Bone, is a story, and it's worth mentioning. When the owner of the team that is worth $10 billion says that my team is worth and or is in the same pack as a team that's competing to three-peat, that is worth, yeah, I think 5 minutes out of a 4 hour show, T-Bone. I'm just saying. It's not to say that nobody cares. It's the reality of the fact. Now, we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly here. Talk about the Chiefs. Well, we talk about the Chiefs. We're going to talk about them probably all the way until February. What are they going to do? How are they going to add this? Oh, they just added Hopkins. When they brought him in, we talked about it. Talked about Patrick Mahomes and Kelsey. We talk about the coach and his love of cheeseburgers. We go through it all. We got plenty of time to talk about the Chiefs. I've been here since January of 2019. March? No, not even. 2020. February, March of 2020. I've been here going on 5 years. And we talked about the Kansas City Chiefs a lot. The Dallas Cowboys, too, because they are inept. It's called playing the hits. Got to talk about the teams that people care about. You want me to give you 4 hours of the Jacksonville Jaguars? Who wants to hear that? The five Jaguars fans? Come on now. Let's come to reality just a little bit. And we have so much more to get into as the show continues on. We're going to get into the Packers and the Lions on the other side of the break. We're going to talk about Sunday Night Football. We got the Colts and we got the Vikings. We're going to talk about some of the quarterbacks who are returning or have returned. Tua Tagovailoa with the Dolphins. We got Derek Carr coming back to save the Saints. I guess not. Even he said, I am no savior. Joe Flacco going to be lighting things up. Or he's going to try. I told you about him. Jameis Winston back on his second win. Lamar Jackson. This man, his knee hurts, his back hurts. They say he is going to play. We're going to get into Penn State and Ohio State. We got less than 24 hours for that one. We have so much to get into. I'm just getting started. You want to call up, knock yourself out. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, yeah, let's talk about the Packers and the Lions. Two dominant teams in the NFC North. They both can't win, right? We'll get into it on the other side. They're both hot, too, by the way. Hot like a Friday night, Friday evening, Friday afternoon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, coast to coast. Don't move.